AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Made it to a Wednesday. It's hour one. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Busy show yesterday with the news of the Tennessee Volunteers and what Coach Pruitt's assistants were doing with putting money in McDonald's bags for recruits. By the way, two independent sources on that story. The other story that was attached to this, there are a lot of people in Tennessee saying, what about Hugh Freeze? Bring in Hugh Freeze. And the story that didn't get a lot of coverage is what I also told you. My source said he thinks the SEC might be saying to Tennessee, you're not bringing in Hugh Freeze, as if to say, we're going to blackball him. Now, that's not the word that was used, but that's the feeling. Now, technically, the SEC and Greg Sankey can't say to Tennessee, hey, you can't bring him in. I think it's a strongly suggested statement is probably how I'd characterize this. But I know there was talk about Hugh Freeze and maybe he could come in. The SEC's already been down this road before with Hugh Freeze and Ole Miss. Hugh Freeze has done a great job at establishing Liberty as a top 25 football program. But what I was told is that the SEC is strongly discouraging Tennessee from hiring Hugh Freeze, whether they do or not. And the other name that was brought up was Jason Witten, who is still playing with the Raiders, or at least on the roster there. And he might be the guy, former Tennessee Volunteer, to come to the rescue with that program. So that was yesterday. But, people questioned, and that's fine. You can question, my source or sources on this if you want to. But they've been impeccable this entire college football season. And this one was two independent sources. Because once I heard that it was money in a McDonald's bag, I should try to, have somebody else, if somebody else knows anything about this, because it was so egregious. Like, they weren't trying to hide this. And I thought, well, there's got to be somebody else who knows it. And then I had somebody who reached out to me to say, just so you know, your source is right. Two independent sources on putting money in a McDonald's bag. Yes, Paul.
It got a lot of reaction yesterday, the McDonald's story with Knoxville and Jeremy Pruitt. Some fan of the show, he just went to a local McDonald's in the drive-thru and asked for the the Vols Happy Meal. And the woman at the counter was just like, we don't have anything specific. Is, oh, I thought it was going to be great.
Mm, yeah. I thought we should have had McDonald's yesterday. I don't know what I was thinking. It's all about content. We should have had Mario go through the drive-thru and get us some McDonald's. Yes, Paul.
There are 18 McDonald's in the Knoxville area, so we don't know which one is.
No, we do not. Now, that doesn't mean they went to McDonald's to get their money.
Oh.
But the money was in the McDonald's bags. So that's where you go, hey, we got lunch for you guys. And all of a sudden you're going, whoa, all right, I like this place.
Do you ask for extra lettuce on your
Ooh,
Big Mac?
Okay.
Get it? Lettuce?
I see what you're doing.
Stay with us.
See what you're doing. All righty. 877-3DP Show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. Got great news here. I've been doing a podcast called That Scene. It's a podcast where I interview actors and actresses about great scenes from their careers. So we have some older episodes that were getting a little bit more widespread release. Ralph Macchio, we talked about Karate Kid, Cobra Kai. Rosie Perez, who must be a girlfriend from another life with me. She was in Do the Right Thing. Will Ferrell with Old School. They talk about iconic scenes, and you can listen to these podcasts now, danpatrick.com, as well as stay tuned as we continue to air new episodes on Amazon Music. I interviewed Anthony Mackie, who is in the Marvel, in Captain America, and he might be the new Captain America, and I talked to him about a new episode yesterday. Whole lot of fun. He's from New Orleans and had some great stories. Big sports fan. He told a story about meeting Barry Larkin. One of his idols is Barry Larkin, shortstop for the Reds. And I go, okay, I'll listen. What do you got? And he goes, I'm at a bar, and we're smoking cigars. And I go, that's Barry Larkin. That's my idol. I wanted to be Barry Larkin growing up. I go over to Barry Larkin. One of his buddies is there. He grabs my cigar out of my mouth, takes a puff on it, and he says, I know who you are. And then puts it back in my mouth. And I go, what happened? He goes, well, it's Barry Larkin and Barry Larkin's guy. I couldn't do anything, but I still don't know why this guy grabbed my cigar, took a puff on it, put it back in my mouth. So we've got an upcoming episode with Anthony Mackie where we talk about Captain America and his role because he got the shield at the end of Endgame. And I don't know if he's the new Captain America or he wants to be, but we do discuss it. This program brought to you by Built Bar, 18 amazing flavors, mint brownie, coconut almond, some of my favorites. Go to BuiltBar.com, enter the promo code DP, 20% off your purchase. Got a poll question, play of the day, a couple of stats of the day, really interesting Tom Brady stat of the day coming up. Inauguration Day in Washington is not a sporting event, but the Oval Office and sports have always been intertwined. And for over a century now, presidents have been throwing out the first pitch. Champions come to the White House, or they publicly root for their teams. And we've seen them work in sports. Donald Trump owned the USFL, the New Jersey Generals, a team that I got to cover. In fact, was at Trump Tower when he introduced Doug Flutie there when he signed him. George W. Bush ran the Rangers. Ronald Reagan called radio games. Some played Gerald Ford. Played center at Michigan. Dwight Eisenhower, he played college football. The elder Bush, he played at Yale, first baseman. Barack Obama loved his Chicago teams, even interviewed in the Michael Jordan documentary. Bill Clinton famously followed the Arkansas Razorbacks when they won a national championship. Richard Nixon, big, huge fan, and even suggested plays for his Washington Redskins. And that brings us to Joe Biden. He's an Eagles fan. I don't know if he was ever in the stands to boo Santa Claus, but don't be surprised if he embraces sports just like so many other presidents have. All right, McLevin, you got a poll question for me today.
Well, yeah, I mean, Paulie wanted to save this, but I can't wait.
Oh,
sorry.
Phillip Rivers has retired.
Oh, my God. Sorry, I didn't realize we
were saying. Yeah, you have to. I have to announce the news before you then say, is Phillip Rivers a Hall of Famer?
So basically, I can't wait. Is he a first ballot Hall of Famer? I need to hear your opinion because he's going to be a polarizing one.
Well, just say, is he a Hall of Famer?
I think you have to say first ballot because I think Hall of Fame is a lot of people get in now. He'll get in at some point.
I don't think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. 17 years. He's got numbers. But I think, and this is the greatest era of quarterbacks, because look at the number of quarterbacks playing or have played this year who are going to be Hall of Famers. I don't know if we've ever had this in the history of the sport at that position. It's pretty a high bar when you think about how great, you know, if I look at Brady and Breeze, just their numbers, and then you put in Phillip Rivers and you go, yeah, okay, doesn't fit. Just numbers, not even talking about the Super Bowls that Tom has and then Breeze has won. You know, Ben Roethlisberger got a couple of Super Bowls, may not have the exact numbers Phillip Rivers has, but he's a Hall of Famer, and he would go in, I think, before Phillip Rivers would. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers obviously is a Hall of Famer. Yeah, Paulie.
Phil Rivers was a starter for 15 seasons. In seven of those seasons, his team made the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's a plus. You know, like Matt Stafford is on the same course of Phil Rivers without the playoff wins. I think Phil Rivers has 5 playoff wins as a starter. Matt Stafford has the similar numbers, like great numbers forever. He doesn't have any playoff wins yet.
Yeah, but I think Matt Ryan might go in. If you said, let's compare when they're done, Matt Ryan to Phillip Rivers. Matt Ryan was league MVP, got to the Super Bowl. Yes, lost in dramatic fashion. But that might be a little bit more of a nudge with the voters than it would be. You know, but Matt Ryan, an all-pro one time, I think. Yeah, McLevin.
Could you guess, argue quarterbacks deserve the benefit of the doubt? Like a good quarterback should get in because they're just so impactful in the game. Like, no offense to Charles Woodson, who's going to get in this round. He's an all-timer, first ballot Hall of Famer, but he's not as impactful as Phillip Rivers was over the last 20 years.
But you have Aaron Rodgers saying he's the greatest football player I've ever played with.
Charles Woodson?
Yes.
That's pretty high praise.
Yes, it is.
But still, I mean, there's a reason Phillip Rivers got $400 million in his career. Quarterbacks touch the ball every play. They they're the sun of the sport.
But you're getting those numbers just because of the game, the way the game is played now. You have to throw for at least 50,000 yards and 300 touchdowns.
But he won a lot of regular season games, too. Did they go 15-1 at one point?
Yeah. I think he's a Hall of Famer. He's not a first ballot Hall of Famer. That was your question.
Yeah, I think he'll be first ballot, though. I think quarterbacks, Eli's too. I think Eli will be a first ballot. I don't think it's right or wrong, but the media loves these guys. Don't you? You know these guys. Don't you think they'll vote them in?
Well, Eli was a better postseason quarterback, but it feels like Phillip might have been a better regular season quarterback. And Eli beat the Patriots twice. He beat Belichick twice. He plays in New York. You're going to get extra points for that. You know, I go back to Joe Namath. As much as I love him as a person, he's the most overrated quarterback in history. Because if you look at his regular season numbers, they're really pedestrian. I think more interceptions than touchdowns. He had the one season that changed the perception of the NFL when the underdog Jets beat the big bad Colts. But Lenny Dawson, the Kansas City Chiefs quarterback, to me is a better quarterback than Joe Namath. Now, style, flair, the ability with those little, you know, like Pop Warner pads that he would wear, and he could just flip the ball. You know, he was so effortless, and he's a wonderful person too. If you ever get a chance to be around Joe, but you know, I did it in New York, and we did it on a national stage when we were the biggest underdog in Super Bowl history. But that's not why you should go into the Hall of Fame. And I don't know if we change, you know, what we expect out of a quarterback. What do we expect out of a quarterback? I should say, when I mention somebody, this is the name, Hall of Famer. And really, that should be the litmus test. But it's not, because then we'll wait 20 years and say, the Veterans Committee is going to put this guy in. Even though we didn't put him in before, then we're going to put him in. You know, we're going to make you wait. You know, we make Hall of Famers in baseball wait to the final year of eligibility, and they get in. But I'm glad I don't vote on this. I think Phillip Rivers was a very good quarterback, and he was always available, rarely injured. But I wouldn't say he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. Yeah, Paul.
I've been saving this for 4 minutes. Whose career would you rather have? Phil Rivers does not have a Super Bowl appearance. Tons and tons and tons of stats. Bunch of Pro Bowls. Joe Flacco, Super Bowl MVP. Joe Flacco, I do not think, has ever made a Pro Bowl in his career. He's never led the league in any passing category ever.
But he's got one of the best postseason resumes of any quarterback.
Yep. Joe Flacco in the playoffs is 10-5 with 25 touchdowns and 10 picks.
Yeah.
Philip Rivers, I think, is 5-7 in the postseason. But he's not. Joe Flacco is not sniffing the Hall of Fame.
No, Joe had a couple of moments there. He played on a very good team.
Without the Super Bowl, he's Hall of Very Good.
Yeah, he's Hall of Good.
Yeah, Hall of Good.
Hall of Good.
But that Super Bowl MVP really stokes things up.
Yes, McLovin.
See, I can't separate Joe Flacco's personality from this question. Like, Joe Flacco had no fun with any of this. I don't want to be Joe Flacco. If Joe Flacco had a big personality, I'd pick Flacco. But Flacco, did he tell us he went to drive-in after the Super Bowl? Like, nobody wants to be Joe Flacco. No kid grows up and says, man, someday I want to grow up and be Joe Flacco. And
maybe his sons, like his sons.
Maybe. No,
Rivers
they probably.
Is like a hero kind of figure. You know, he's like the gunslinger, talking trash, Phil Rivers, quarterback.
Talking G-rated trash. That's what I always loved about Philip Rivers. You know, very religious. He's going to coach high school football. That's what he's going to do in Northern Alabama, I think, going back home. But he, you know, he'd give you a gosh dang. But just to hear somebody talk trash and it's G-rated would make me laugh. Yes, Todd.
Now, is Philip Rivers going to whine to the refs even like at the high school level if the call doesn't go his way? That's what I'm curious about.
You would kill to have Philip Rivers
Absolutely.
As your quarterback.
I actually like Philip Rivers. But he did whine
no,
a lot.
No, you don't. You would always criticize
Philip
Rivers.
Now that he's retired and the Broncos don't have to go up against him.
You liked him because he came on the show.
That's definitely a part of it. But he did cry and whine a lot.
John Elway would love to have Philip Rivers over Drew Locke. That Drew Locke experiment, that seems like it's ending. Mm. That didn't take long. All right, Patrick Mahomes still in protocol. Even though he doesn't have a concussion, he's in concussion protocol, which is interesting. I'm guessing he's going to be ready to play this weekend. Something interesting said yesterday, and I don't know if Colin Cowherd was being serious when he said this. I didn't see this or hear this, but Paulie pulled the clip where Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio said the following about Patrick Mahomes and his availability this weekend.
I'm sitting here this morning thinking, if I'm the NFL, Patrick Mahomes is going through protocol. I find the day Patrick Mahomes can play, that's when we play. Why not?
I hope Colin's joking, because I don't know what he said after that, to put it in context, but when I hear that, I'm going, no, you can't do that. Like, how do you pick and choose who you're going to decide that's enough to not play a game? Like, this isn't COVID-related. This is an injury. This is part of sports. Do we wait for Kevin Durant to get healthy from his Achilles injury to then replay the NBA Finals?
I think the NBA would like to. I'm sure the NFL would love to do this. To be fair to Colin, a lot of websites out there, sports websites, completely posted it as if Colin was being dead serious in his take there.
Well, that's not a credit to Colin. I thought, well, maybe he's sort of joking a little bit. Like, Patrick Mahomes is that important. Let's pause. So we're going to then wait another week for him. What if it's 2 weeks? Do we wait 2 weeks for, like, how long do we wait? We'll wait 7, but not 14 days. I mean, I'm assuming Colin is joking about that, but I don't know. But it was. I thought, well, okay, where do we draw the line? If Josh Allen was in concussion protocol, would we then say, you know, let's move it another week? If Aaron Rodgers, of course. But what if it's a skill position player? Another, you know, position, not a quarterback. Like Devontae Adams can't play. Like, at what point do you go, is this the Patrick Mahomes rule? Like, nobody else? What if Brady couldn't play this weekend? Yeah, Paul.
You know, I thought Colin was kidding, but more I think about it, I'd be in favor of it. It came to some type of vote. If I knew it was Chad Henne playing this weekend, I got time.
Yeah, but you can't do this.
I know you technically can't.
So imagine if you're the Buffalo Bills and you're going, wait, we're not playing. Why? We want to make sure Patrick Mahomes is healthy.
As a viewer, though, if it were a referendum, I'm voting with Colin on this one.
Yes, McLovin.
Okay, if Aaron Rodgers... If the Packers advance and Aaron Rodgers tests positive and they have to just wait 2 more days to get in, would they push the Super Bowl back? That, at least, you're in the discussion. I don't think they would or could.
But that, we're talking about COVID.
Right. So and, at least and it's opened the door to health issues affecting when the game is.
But we've never gone through COVID before. Yeah. We've gone through concussions.
Yeah.
Troy Aikman said he got concussed in the NFC title game and played in the Super Bowl the next week. He would never be able to play in the Super Bowl the next week, I don't think. He was in the hospital and has no recollection of the NFC title game. Played in a Super Bowl and won the Super Bowl. I don't think they would have gone, you know, Troy, America's team, maybe we could move this back. People would have said, you're crazy. Maybe Colin was, maybe he was having fun. Maybe, I don't know.
That's great.
I got enough to worry about, you know. I can't be worrying about what other hosts are saying, but it was brought to my attention. Yes, McClellan.
Are we sure, by the way, this is, I'm asking, like, everyone's agreeing it's a pinch nerve. Are we sure it was a concussion with Mahomes? And the reason I say this is my good friend, Kevin Cobb, his first concussion was just a little boop. It was just like nothing. You couldn't even tell that he was hit in the head. And within 2 years, his career was over. Like, that's a thing. Like, could it have really been a concussion? Not that you know the answer, Dan, but...
I don't know. Teams are usually or used to be pretty good at hiding things, but I don't know if they would go, let's make it a pinched nerve, compressed nerve. Brett Favre has some thoughts on Patrick Mahomes. We'll get his thoughts coming up here. Bob Kravitz had a column yesterday, and the headline is, was I wrong about Deflategate? ?6 years later, it's still complicated. Bob Kravitz broke the story at the time working for the Indianapolis Star. Why second-guessing himself 6 years later? Bob will join us coming up a little bit later on. We'll take a break. Phone calls. We'll have a poll question. We got a stat of the day, play of the day, all of that coming up. It's coming up on 21 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. If you ever thought about doing this job or a job in this industry, but you don't know how to get started, Full Sail University, the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting, an accelerated bachelor's degree. It's designed to teach you all the aspects of sportscasting from in front of the camera, behind the camera, podcasting, radio, everything in between. And it's not about getting internships. It's about getting jobs where you're ready to go. As soon as you graduate, you are ready to go. Not a finished product, but you're ready to go into this industry, depending on what you want to do. Full Sail, the approach to education, they got hands-on learning. You got immersive projects there, the faculty, real-world experience. That was so important when we were putting all this together years ago. People who are in the business were in the business. A lot of them work with me at ESPN, and we want to have you getting into this business and the people who are in the industry working at a very high level helping you. You can earn your bachelor's degree in about half the time, as short as 20 months. You can choose to earn your degree online or Full Sail's campus in Orlando, Florida. Learn more about the Dan Patrick School of Sportscasting. Go to fullsail.edu/Dan Patrick. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. It's a beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters the most. It's a light beer that tastes like beer. That's why I reach for a Miller Lite. And it's less filling. Only 96 calories. They've been doing this since 1975. They have perfected it. You know, that summer afternoon, we're coming into that time of the year, be like, oh, man.
Crack one?
Yes, or two. Don't look at your watch. Don't look at the clock. Don't look at the calendar. You know. Miller Lite, the great taste, less filling, tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can pretty much find it anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories, fewer carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. The 82-game preseason is in the books, and finally it's time for the real season. It's postseason time. Playoff action. DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with some same-game parlays, live betting, odds boost, and so much more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code DPSHOW. New customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code DPSHOW. Only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost, reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There's a new mayor on NBC Comedy Thursdays. Ted Danson, Holly Hunter, Bobby Moynihan star in Mr. Mayor Thursdays on NBC, streaming next day on Peacock. I want to thank Philip Rivers for giving me some content today, announcing his retirement after 17 years. I was looking at the sports books for entertainment purposes only with Chad Henne is the backup to Patrick Mahomes. Westgate Sport Superbook, their director, John Murray, said Buffalo will become the favorite if Mahomes is ruled out. But there is a difference of opinion among the staff of odds makers. The line could go Bills -3 if Chad Henne plays, or move as high as -7 for the Buffalo Bills. If Mahomes is fine, fully healthy, Chiefs -3 or -4, if he's not playing, Buffalo could be about a 7-point favorite. The betting public loves the Bills. Entertainment purposes only. Brett Favre had his thoughts on Patrick Mahomes, and this is his advice to Patrick Mahomes.
I played 321 straight games. It kind of goes against everything that I stood for when I played. But you got to be smart. You got to be smart. I was never faced with a decision that he potentially will face this week. And ultimately, the decision may fall on the doctors. And if they choose that he doesn't play, then it's the right move because of long-term damage. And when you're in the moment and you're young, you're bulletproof, man. I'm 51 years old, and I wonder what tomorrow will bring because of concussions more than anything.
And nobody is thinking about that when they're 25. But this is a new era and a new athlete in their approach towards longevity, the amount of money that's available for these players. And here's Mahomes just starting a $500 million contract. Here is Favre on Mahomes' concussion, and it'll be a test for the NFL.
He will want to play. whether or not he passes the baseline test that he took initially, and the doctors feel he's able. This is a test for the NFL right now to see a star player in a crucial game. What will happen with their decision?
This is a 50-year-old former quarterback talking about this. As far as the Kansas City Chiefs, I always want to hear what the coach has to say after the game. And Andy Reid made it seem like, hey, he's in good spirits, and gave you a feeling of, okay, not that bad. Maybe it wasn't a concussion. Maybe it was just nerve damage in the moment, and he'll be fine. But you have to go through the concussion protocol. I don't know exactly how that works in determining, okay, we saw that. That's what we need to see to move on to the next round. And then the next step, and then the next step. If he's been cleared to be on the practice field and throw the football, then I would assume that he will be playing this weekend. But I don't know if he had a concussion. And I think that's the big question mark that I would have. And I don't know if we've had medical results or they've even released anything about that. But it does feel like, if I watch that video, I don't see his head hit the ground. He hits the defender's arm or hand. Now, it could still, I guess, bring about a concussion. This is different than Lamar Jackson. Lamar Jackson's head snaps back in the end zone, and that looks like a concussion. Mahomes got up, and he looked like he had had a concussion. But I don't know if this is just nerve damage, and it was one of those in the moment, a compressed nerve. Maybe it's something that if you do massage therapy, if you're injecting it, whatever it is, I think there's a little bit more to this than just it's a concussion. It didn't seem like a concussion to me, just observing how he got up from a hit like that. Yeah, Paul.
We've had 100 old football players on the show, and they've told you about lying to get in games, lying to hide injuries. Urlacher, Polamalu, we've got lists of them. Aikman. Do you think that Patrick Mahomes or any player these days, even though long-term health is more of a concern, has like a sliding scale? This isn't October 5th. This is January 20th.
I think it's harder to lie now. I think it's harder to deceive now.
Because they don't listen to you. They listen to the medical guys.
This isn't like, hey, if you do this, you can pass a lie detector test. This is different. And I think, with the lawsuits, independent doctor looking at Patrick Mahomes, I don't know if you can go, hey, all right, I'll pass you. The home team doctor gave you a home team advantage, but you don't have that now. And that's why I think it's a tricky situation for the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Todd.
The other thing is, if he does have a concussion and he starts experiencing any symptoms in the coming days, he's got to go back to stage one of the concussion protocol, and there's a limited number of days until Sunday's coming up. So that's another factor. If all of a sudden things are bright or he's experiencing nausea or anything, he's got to go back to square one.
McLovin, did you see any language, though, on could it be nerve damage and it's not a concussion, was he originally diagnosed with a concussion, therefore he had to go through concussion protocol? Like that's mandatory.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Which makes sense. And the thing I was going to ask you about concussions, like you can't prove anything, but you can't see inside the brain. So you have to go on symptoms like eye dilations.
Yes. And I've had two concussions, and one was horrible. I had no business being on my feet at all. The other one, I didn't know I had a concussion. I had to be told I had a concussion. There's varying degrees of this, and you'll find these players that you get your bell rung. And then we find out getting your bell rung probably means you had a concussion. And it's, people go, well, it's like minor surgery. You can have a slight concussion. Now, if you've ever had surgery, it's surgery. And if you ever have a concussion, it's a concussion. Now, the severity of it, because I was nauseous. It was almost like I'd been on a boat and I was seasick. And it was where you just want to lie down. And the room spins. I saw stars. It was a horrible experience. But the other one that I had, I didn't know that I had it. And then I realized that I did, and then you start to have some symptoms there. I don't know if Patrick Mahomes has a concussion, but you have to go through that process there. And then just the preparatorial work for the Buffalo Bills is really key. I know they played them already, and it is Patrick Mahomes, but just getting ready for the Buffalo Bills and the whole process. And these are creatures of habit. I do this on Monday. I do this on Wednesday. Thursday, I do this. He might not be able to do that. And that's also something to factor in. Yeah, Paulie.
You know what Joe Thomas, the offensive tackle, was talking about yesterday was kind of even more scary. He was talking about nerve damage. And when you get hit in a nerve, some of your body parts don't move normally for the next few minutes or a few seconds. And to me, I think most pro football players have had a bunch of concussions, light ones, dings, bell rungs. But that nerve thing where you put your foot down and it's not stable, that's got to be really scary.
What did he call that? Like a dead foot? Or like you needed help off the field, and it was just a nerve. It wasn't a concussion. It was nerve damage there. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DP Show. Tiger is out for 2 months. He had a back procedure. He's had back surgeries, but this was just a procedure. I'm not sure the difference, and I probably had quite a few procedures because I've had quite a few surgeries. Do you have the definition, the medical definition of a procedure as opposed to a surgery?
Are you suggesting we play the surgery versus procedure game? Because I've had this one in the stall for years.
Okay. I didn't know we were ready for that, but yeah, sure. The difference between a procedure and a surgery. This guy is not an athlete, but he's had a couple of procedures. Paul?
Thank you, Dan. Who in this room, part one of the quiz, thinks there is a difference between a surgery and a procedure? Because a lot of people think it's just a sports team term to make it seem like it's not as important or not as serious. Who thinks there is a technical difference?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
You're all correct.
I'll guess.
You're all correct. There is a difference. Surgery is an invasive technique with a fundamental principle of physical intervention on organs or organ systems. That means they cut you open and enter, and they're doing stuff inside your body cavity.
Yes.
Okay. As a general rule, and this is, they said it's developed over the years, a procedure is not considered surgery when it involves cutting into the tissue or closure of a previously sustained wound. So let's say you had back surgery and it was big, but they go back in, cut the same little area, open up and do a cleanup. That is considered in the medical field a procedure. It's not a new surgery. It's kind of like a cleanup on aisle 5.
Yes, Todd.
So all procedures, all surgeries are procedures, but not all procedures are surgeries. Can we say that?
I think so.
Or am I complicating things more?
I think, Todd, you're wrong-ish because a surgery is bigger than a procedure.
Because they use a phrase that says a surgical procedure,
ooh,
which is also surgery.
Ooh.
Dan, you've had shoulder surgery, right?
And knee surgery.
Okay, so let's say they went into your shoulder and they noticed there's a little chip missing.
Yeah.
And they went in and just did a quick cleanup of that chip in your shoulder. Yeah. That would be considered a procedure because it's the same area.
All I know is if you put me under and I'm on a slab and you're going into my body and cutting into it, that's a surgery.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. I mean, that's, even if you've gone in before, because I've had my knee cut on, what, 6 times? They go in the same places because they have the holes there. Is that surgery or a procedure?
I think you've had 1 surgery and 5 procedures, checking my notes.
Dang.
Okay, but
that doesn't mean you weren't out and it didn't hurt.
When I got my knee replaced,
that's a surgery. That's a big time surgery.
All right. And then when I got my rotator done,
surgery.
Okay.
But
when
if you got it done again, procedure.
What
it, it doesn't. Yeah, now I get bummed out. Like, you know, when you say I've had 6 surgeries on my knee, man, you must have been an athlete. If I say I had 1 surgery and 5 procedures.
You're too far down the road. Just stick with what you did. What do you think about surgeries where you're still awake? Do they seem like JV surgeries?
No, because I had my knee done. And this was Dr. Ting in San Francisco, who was the Giants physician, and he worked on Barry Bonds. He said to me,
"Want some of this?"
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would have taken some of that. He said to me, "Do you want to be awake for this?" And I go, "Good God, no. Why?" He goes, "Well, I thought you might want to watch this." And what he would do is they would numb you from like a local in your knee. And I, you know, this way you don't wake up. And if you've ever, come out of anesthesia, you can be nauseous. You don't feel good at all. And he said, you know, this eliminates that, and you can watch me go in. And this, I had the microfracture surgery. So he thought, you're going to want to see this. And, you know, he has the drill bit where he goes into the knee, and he's trying to find, you know, healthy cartilage or blood in there. And he gave me the VHS tape of my knee surgery. I told you guys this story.
We watched. I think we saw some pictures from it.
I was, my wife and I were getting ready to watch something, and we had it on VHS. Might have been a Seinfeld episode. And I put this in, and we were actually having spaghetti, as God is my witness. And all of a sudden, you see this drill going into my knee.
How could you eat during that?
No, we didn't. I didn't know what it was. And my wife goes, oh, my God, what is this? I go, oh, that's my knee surgery.
A little cartilage and pasta.
Yeah. Cartilage primavera. Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
I had the eye surgery a couple of years ago, and they asked the same thing. Would you want to be conscious and aware during it? I'm like, absolutely not. I know it's more dangerous. There's danger with anesthesia and stuff like that. But the idea of being, not the pain, but the awareness doesn't sound like fun.
I had both of my eyes. I had the RK surgery. And this is where they open your eyes. They put something in your eyes.
They have these clamps that pull the skin back like a scary movie.
And then they put drops, so they numb the surface of your eye.
It's like Clockwork Orange.
Yes. And then you see him. So you're awake, and I see this knife that's coming right towards my eyeball. And so they carved up my eyes. And I remember driving soon after. Hope nobody's eating right now. And I have lights, like the car lights coming. I could see like cutouts, like a pizza slices in my eye of the light of the car coming towards me. You don't even get this kind of detail on ER that we just gave you, right?
And none of us look like George Clooney.
Not anymore, we don't. All right, we'll take a break. Play of the Day is coming up next, and we'll get to your phone calls as well. Back after this on the Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports, like a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app, like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
If I could eat bacon for every meal, I think I would. I don't think I would. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks, brunch. My love for bacon is no joke. My wife, who I love as much as bacon, says I would even put bacon in cereal if I could.
You know, I thought that I knew what good bacon was. Turns out, nope, I was wrong. Because then I tried Wright brand bacon, and honestly, I was speechless. And you know it takes a lot to get me speechless, Paulie. But it was mind-blowing how good it was. And now here I am, a man that's been eating bacon his whole life, like it's his job, and I've never tried bacon like this before.
We're talking about number one, thick-cut, flip-your-whole-world-upside-down bacon, man.
Everything from the thickness of it to how it's actually real wood smoked just makes it taste unbelievable. It's really indescribable. I can't do it justice. And you should really just try it for yourself.
Yeah, don't be average. You're better than that. Do yourself a favor and get some Wright brand bacon in you. I'm getting upset. Experience bacon the right way. Wright brand bacon.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save up to $800 on select Sleep Number smart beds for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God.
The play. The play is called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Here they go. Ivy. The step back for the freshman. Ivy! Cold-blooded freshman hits the three. What a shot.
This is just one-on-one step back three. My goodness, is that a play?
Courtesy of the Big Ten Network, Jaden Ivey, the go-ahead three, 5 seconds to go, upsetting number 15 Ohio State. Boilermakers' second all-time win over a ranked Ohio State team in Columbus. They were 2-16 in Columbus. The other came in 2010. Up next, they host number 7, Michigan. Michigan is a dangerous team. It feels like there's Gonzaga, there's Baylor, and Michigan. Those are the three teams that I've seen. Last time I saw Michigan play, they look great. Go the extra mile. Very own upfitted Mercedes-Benz Sprinter van. You could win in Fox Sports Radio's Ultimate Tailgate Rig Sweepstakes. To enter, get official rules. Visit foxsportsradio.com or danpatrick.com by January 24th. Mercedes-Benz vans. Albert Breer sent out this tweet. Phillip Rivers' retirement leaves Ben Roethlisberger as the last quarterback standing from the 04 draft. I believe just two other remain overall, Larry Fitzgerald and Jason Peters. The 04 first round, Sean Taylor, Will Smith, Kellen Winslow, lots of stories in that draft. Ryan in Maryland leads us off today. Hi, Ryan. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Dan? First, before I share this experience on how terrible traumatic brain injuries are, I just want to say that you guys' show helped me, you know, get through this. I'm still dealing with this, actually. But I would just call in just to say that, you know, it's probably the worst injury any individual, not even just athlete, can have. I was a boxer. And now my career is done because of this. Now, the way it happened was more different than, you know, anything that could happen in sports. As far as the way my traumatic brain injury happened, it didn't happen from boxing. Basically, it happened from an attempt home invasion. You know, I resisted on basically giving up, you know, anything in my house or anything as far as financially. So I got jumped. And I suffered a traumatic brain injury, which I didn't know how serious it was until I tried to jog. And, you know, when it first happened, I was sent to the ER. So then after the ER, I'm thinking, you know, I'm going to stay in there because when it first happened, I didn't feel any symptoms or anything. So when it first happened, you know, I just saw a little bit of bleeding. And then it was coming from my head, but I didn't feel any marks on my face, any, you know, lumps, anything. So I had no idea it was coming from my brain.
Well, a lot of people don't know in situations like that, Ryan. And I hope that there is a road to recovery for you. But, yeah, you don't know that. And it's one of those that we can't see inside the brain. That's why you'll have a lot of football players who donate their brains to science when they're all – when they're done, when they die, it's in their will that they'll leave their brain to have it studied. And we're continuing to study that. And we continue to try to make the helmet safer. This is just football. But thank you, Ryan, for sharing that. Let's see. Al in Buffalo. Hey, Al, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan, I got two things for you. Number one, if you continue to listen to Colin, he was off his rocker yesterday. He said that Bills fans wouldn't want to go to the Super Bowl if Mahomes wasn't playing because it would cheapen it. Let me tell you, if all the starters were out and we go to the Super Bowl, we won't feel bad at all.
Yeah, I don't know the context of what Colin Cowherd said about this with Patrick Mahomes, but people have since followed up to say he was serious about the NFL should postpone this game this weekend if Patrick Mahomes couldn't play. Well, so just Patrick Mahomes? What, Tom Brady? Aaron Rodgers? Like, where do we draw the line where you go? Like, if you were that quarterback and you go, hey, I might not be able to play. Yeah, sorry, we're playing this game. Sorry, you're not good enough for us to not play this game. Does it cheapen it? Yes. But that's part of the sport. Magic Johnson, when he was injured when the Lakers lost to the Chicago Bulls. Bulls fans are okay with that. Hey, yeah, sorry, Magic, couldn't play. We'll take the title. Kevin Durant goes down with a torn Achilles. I don't think anybody's returning their NBA championship rings there because Durant got injured. Yeah, Paul.
Dan, would you use your authority to order Fritzy to send a note to the NFL asking if they'll consider this? And a deadpan note. What are they going to do, Roger Goodell more often?
I can't do that to Todd. Because Todd would do that. Todd is a great soldier. If you want to send it, Paulie. It's just, you know, Fritzy always gets, you know, the blowback. You know, there's always shrapnel. But he'll send the email. The last time we sent the email to the NFL, it didn't go well.
I try to pick the most polite words and then I get smacked across the face.
But it's not, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
You do a little bit, though, don't you?
Well, I think, you know, if you say, hey, what are the chances that you would postpone the game if Patrick Mahomes can't? I don't even know how you would phrase it.
You didn't ask about the Lions. That's always going to be the response.
Oh, my God. When we got that email back that I had the audacity to ask, just what is Kevin Stefanski allowed to do right up to the game? And the NFL sent a note back. Well, you didn't ask about Daryl Bevel and the Lions. He's right. Because I didn't care about Daryl Bevel.
And then I'm sent to Article 4, Section 3, Paragraph 2 of the 2,000-page NFL book to find out the legalese of it.
Oh, God. You're right. America wanted to know why Daryl Bevel couldn't somehow be involved in coaching the Lions late in the season, the last game of the year. Yeah, it's the same thing. Kevin Stefanski with a playoff game, and then you have Daryl Bevel with the Lions. My bad. We should ask about Daryl Bevel just every time we send a note. Just want to know how Daryl Bevel's doing.
Like a little by the way at the bottom.
Yeah. Oh, Bob Kravitz broke the Deflategate story 6 years ago, and now he says maybe he was wrong. Maybe. That's coming up next hour. One more item as we close out the first hour. Did you get a good night's sleep? I mean, not to get personal, but when's the last time you had a great night's sleep? Quality sleep, more important than ever as we try to balance life and health in this new year. Not only is it a natural immunity booster, but it also helps with energy and recovery. So how do you get a great night's sleep? There's a lot of things you can factor in. Create a peaceful place for sleep. You want to make sure that ambient noise, it can be helpful if you find the right kinds of sounds. Don't drink caffeine after 3. Make sure the bedroom is a cool temperature, low to mid-60s is optimum. Here's another thing. How about proven quality sleep, life-changing sleep? Save $1,000 on the Queen Sleep Number 360 Special Edition Smart Bed for a limited time only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com/Patrick. Also ask, my Sleep Number, by the way, is 100. Ask about Sleep IQ technology. There's so many things that they can help you with to get that great night's sleep. Sleep Number, the official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com. /compatibility.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.